At the Jewish Museum in Berlin, a new exhibit called The Whole Truth asks visitors uncomfortable and even absurd questions about Jews. One of the curators, Michal Friedlander, says the exhibit is intentionally provocative.
The point of the exhibition is to get people talking about how they perceive Jews, particularly in Germany today.
But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin, some German Jews accuse the museum of going too far.
Visitors to the 30-part exhibit are bombarded with questions, but given few answers. The curator, Friedlander, who is Jewish, says the idea is to get people to think about whether they stereotype Jews. They are given plastic tokens to toss into one of five receptacles, each of which Friedlander says represents an answer to what attribute best describes Jews.
Are they particularly business savvy, fond of animals, influential, intelligent, or beautiful? The most common reaction I've had from people is when they look at it, they say, I didn't know Jews were fond of animals, as if all the other stereotypes were okay.
The exhibit also gets visitors to think about whether it's okay to joke about Jews. There are televised skits, like this one on Saturday Night Live, about what happens when Christians celebrate Christmas in New York.
They disappear one day each year and pass the eggnog ground. But it's all right, because that's the night the Jews control the town.
Well, this happens every year on Christmas Eve.
But it's another stop in the exhibit that's generating the most controversy, one where a Jewish man or woman sits inside a glass showcase and answers questions from visitors who approach. On this day, Bill Gluecroft is in the hot seat. For 2 hours, the 27-year-old from Fairfield, Connecticut, explains his take on religion, customs, and life.
Kein Jude mehr sein will. Gibt es Sanktionen? Gibt es Sanktionsdrohungen?
This German visitor asks him, can you stop being a Jew? Gluecroft tells him, it's not like we have a central authority figure like a pope to answer to. He pauses, then quips, but we do have to answer to our mothers. Gluecroft says some of the questions are hard.
But I think generally it's healthy and a great opportunity for Jews and non-Jews to have an excuse to meet, because they wouldn't meet otherwise.
Not everybody thinks putting a Jewish person on display is the way to educate Germany's post-World War II generation, however. Stephen Kramer is a prominent Jewish leader in Berlin who visited the exhibit.
I was asked to take part in it, and I declined because I thought that it isn't a good idea to sit in a glass cage and answer questions like an animal in a zoo.
Another Jewish leader from Berlin, author and lawyer Sergei Lagodinsky, also refused.
For many Jews are not friends or colleagues at work. Jews are people from TV or from history books. So that places automatically Jewish individuals behind an exhibit glass in a museum in the heads of the German population.
Both he and Kramer say more important is to get Germans to interact normally with the country's Jewish communities. They say people need to address actual problems faced by those communities, such as anti-Semitism. But the curator, Friedlander, says the museum's Jews in a Showcase display encourages dialogue.
Here we have Jews who live here and Jews who thrive here, and that is the message that I want to get across.
The Berlin exhibit continues through September 1. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.